We are starting this morning with the case summaries of bankruptcy opinions. And of course, we have Chief Judge Eduardo Rodriguez to all of us, and at this conference in particular, he's Judge Eddie Rodriguez. Do you respond to anything other than Eddie?
Your Grace.
There you go. So
Your Royal Highness. I mean, you know, any one of those.
He's been around for a minute, so I think you all know him well enough. But Calvin Geyer, his law clerk, is also presenting with him today. Calvin is a graduate of the Texas A&M Law School. Whoop, Aggies. Sorry, UT, but, you know, there are Aggies in the room. He's a couple of things I learned about him. Is he's originally from Long Island, New York. Welcome to Texas. And I understand from him he intends to stay in Texas for any of you all who are looking for law clerks in the future or lawyers in the future. Here he is. He wants to stay in Texas. So, and unfortunately, apparently he's a fan of the New York Mets, so I'm not sure about that. Y'all will have to visit with him about
that. He's also a barbecue aficionado, I think. He has some expertise in that area. He actually took a class on that, and I was pretty surprised.
Oh, well, there you go. Go visit with him about that as well. With that, let me turn it over to the panel.
Thank you. So good morning, everybody. And this is the moment you've been waiting for, right? Case law update on bankruptcy cases. Now, I want to take just a moment to thank Judge Isker's clerks, Kevin and Ibrahim, and, of course, my clerks, Wyatt, and present with me today, Calvin. They took the time to summarize over 100 cases and present those to you. What we're going to do this morning is go over some of the cases we thought were stood out and would be helpful to talk about and for you to look at. And so what I'm going to do, get started this morning, I'm going to talk about three cases about homestead, Texas homestead exemptions. It's been a while since I've seen some of these come out, and so I thought it was important to go over those with you. So the first one I'm going to talk about is the Henry Canada case on page 247 of your materials. This is a Judge Larson case out of the Northern District. It's a Chapter 7 where, get this, ducks, turkeys, and even a pet cemetery can impress an empty lot with a valid Texas homestead exemption. Now, that caught my attention, okay? So let me just kind of set it up for you. The issue presented to the court was whether a debtor who owns three parcels of land in a rural area and including 70% interest in an LLC can exempt all three properties under the Texas Constitution. So factually, in addition to the 70% ownership in this LLC, there was an empty lot number 14 in Aubrey, Texas, which is adjacent to a homestead, a home, lot number 6595, where the debtor actually lived and claimed his homestead. And then next to that is an empty lot, so three lots. They were all purchased through a family trust. And of course, the trustee objected, stating that, you know, the LLC could not claim a valid homestead exemption, and the other lots, he could only claim a valid homestead exemption in the property he was living in, not the other lot. So the debtor responded by saying, "Yeah, I live on this lot 6595. I bought lot 14, and I intend to construct a home on that property, and sometime in the future." And he built a fence around the entire perimeter of the three lots. And he considered all three lots to be one contiguous property, right? Even though there was some pipe and cable running and separating the tracts of land. And most interesting, he said, "We have turkeys, ducks grazing on those properties, and my children have buried their pets on that lot. So, yeah, we use everything." So, not surprisingly, the court denied the exemption as far as the debtor's interest in this LLC claiming a homestead interest in that property. But